听力课堂，听 class.com。
The third stop, England.
第三站，逃离英伦。
Now it's time for our last guest to come forward and tell us about his well-traveled life. Adam.
Hi, everyone. My name is Adam Williams. I just got back from my business trip to England.
I know you have visited England back and forth over the past 2 years. Do you travel elsewhere for your job?
Oh, yeah. I went to Brazil for a conference last month, and every 6 months I will attend the Canton Fair in Guangzhou, China to expand our business.So far, about 75% of our customers happen to be in Great Britain. Isn't that a kick in the pants?
Haha. As you travel a lot, apparently you cannot sit still for even 1 minute.
Exactly. Sometimes I only know where I'm going to be by the sign on the men's room. If it says the loo, I'm in England. If it says WC, I must be in China. If it says hombre, I must be in Mexico. And if it says restroom or toilet, I guess I'm in the USA.
That's interesting.Did you ever have any problem on your travels?
Actually, you name it. For instance, one time I was in a pub in London having a few beers. At the other end of the bar, two blokes were having a heated argument. At first, they were just blowing a lot of hot air. And then they started throwing punches. Quickly, I asked the bartender for the check. He couldn't follow me. Someone at the entrance shouted, "Old Bill is coming!" On came the police car siren. I got my credit card out and settled the charge before the coppers got there.I slipped out the side door before all hell broke loose.
Wow, that was a close encounter.
Absolutely. I learned how to roll with the punches and avoid similar problems after that.
That's right. Do you have any travel tips to avoid problems?
Well, if possible, you should have carry-on luggage. A few years ago, I went from New York to Hong Kong with a couple pieces of luggage in storage. My luggage somehow ended up in London.It did not arrive until 2 weeks later, right before I returned to New York.
Oh, I am sorry. Anyway, thanks, Adam, for your interesting stories and advice.
Smart sentences.
1. Isn't that a kick in the pants?
那不太令人失望吧。
A kick in the pants. Something very disappointing.
例如
This is my third time failing the driver's test. It's quite a kick in the pants.
2. Actually, you name it.
其实各种各样的情况都有
You name it. Used to indicate that you are talking about a wide range of things.Usually used before or after a list.
例如
I watched a lot of the games on TV. Diving, badminton, tennis, you name it.
3. At first, they were just blowing a lot of hot air.
起初他们只是胡吹而已
Blow hot air. Put out claims or promises.With no real value, but only to impress people.
例如
Please, stop blowing hot air. You don't even understand what you just said.
4. Old Bill is coming.
警察来了
Old Bill. Police. British English.
例如
Old Bill has blocked the road since 10 this morning.
5. I slipped out the side door before all hell broke loose.
在情况变得一发不可收拾前，我从侧门溜了出去。
All hell break loose. Things become uncontrollable. A mess.
例如
Soon after all hell breaking loose,Dozens of people got hurt.
6. I learned how to roll with the punches.
我学会了随机应对困难局面。
Roll with the punches To cope with and withstand adversity, especially by being flexible.
例如,
Being able to roll with the punches has long been my strength. Notes. Bloke.
小子,家伙.
Copper.
警察.